بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب احتمال الأذى. This is the 76th chapter of Riyadu Salihin. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh brings this chapter on enduring difficulty and pain. قال الله تعالى والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. The same verse he brought in the previous chapter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they swallow the anger, and they forgive people, and Allah loves those who are good. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi is explaining to us that when somebody harms us, then we should try and overlook the harm that he is inflicting upon us, swallow our anger, forgive the person, turn away, and do good. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفْرَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Whoever exercises patience and forgives, Allah Ta'ala says, then this is certainly amongst the resoluteness of matters. Person is firm. So the purpose of all these chapters that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi is bringing in Riyadu Salihin is to improve our akhlaq, our character, show us what is ideal in Sharia, and to try and polish our akhlaq, refine our character, and our temperaments. We all have moods, we all have temperaments. Sometimes a person may anger us. So how do we react in that situation? Somebody is enduring difficulty upon us. Sharia shows us how to react and what to do. There's a beautiful hadith we'll do today, inshallah. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رجلا قال يا رسول الله إن لي قرابة أصلهم ويقطعوني. So the man comes and complains to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I've got relatives. I'm joining ties with them. I'm maintaining family relationships with them. But they are cutting off all ties with me. وَأُحْسِنُ إِلَيْهِمْ وَيُسِيئُونَ إِلَيَّ. I'm being good to them. They are being hard to me. And they are breaking the relationships with me. They are being very, very cruel to me. وَأَحْلُمُ عَنْهُمْ وَيَجْهَلُونَ عَلَيَّ. I am very tolerant with regards to them, and they ignore me. They turn away from me. They give me a very cold shoulder. It's a very common problem people ask us. I've got relatives. I'm being nice to them. I invite them. I send them gifts. I'm being good. But they always show me a very, very bad attitude. They break relationships with me. What should I do? فَقَالَ لَإِن كُنْتَ كَمَا قُلْتَ فَكَأَنَّمَا تُصِفُّهُمُ الْمَلَّ. Rasulullah mentioned, firstly, that if you are exactly how you have explained yourself, that you are being kind to them, they are being cruel to you, you joining ties, they are breaking of ties, you are tolerating their harms that they are inflicting upon you, they are ignoring you, they are giving you a cold shoulder, then it is as though you are making them eat hot ash. To explain this, a person who has to eat hot ash, he gets a very nauseating, very ugly experience. He feels miserable. So in the same way, he is doing harm to you, you're doing good to him. He continues to harm you, you're still doing good to him. Eventually, it dawns upon him that I'm such a bad person, I'm doing harm to this person. And look at him, he is showing so much of forbearance. And the ugly feeling that person experiences then, the embarrassing feeling he gets then, that I'm being cruel to him and he's being kind to me. That is the feeling of when a person is eating hot ash, the ugly experience he gets. Similar to that is now when you are still being kind to the person, when even though he is doing bad to you. The example I normally give, simple our example, that when you are traveling and you see a person on the road who you know very well and he's got a puncture and he needs to replace his tire, and you see him, he sees you, but you pretend as though you have not seen him and you carry on driving. And you go down the road and suddenly you have a puncture. And 2-3 minutes later, the same man comes up and he says, hey, boy, let me help you, you got some problem. Now imagine that time how miserable you feel. As if only I helped him, I would have felt so nice that he's coming to help me. But I ignored him and now he's showing me his good character, whereas I was cruel to him. So in the same way, if your family members are breaking off relationships with you, you maintain the family relationship, you still be kind, you endure the difficulty, it is as though you're giving them hot ash to eat. And the second thing Rasulullah said, وَلَا يَزَالُ مَعَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى ظَهِيرٌ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا دُمْتَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for you a protector, a zahir, a defender is for you from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protecting you as long as you are in that condition. So as long as you are in that condition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a helper, a person who, an angel who will defend you as long as you are being kind to the person and enduring hardship. So in this chapter, this one hadith has been mentioned that if somebody causes us harm, the best is that we should try and endure the difficulty, make sabr, and still maintain good relationships with the person. This is the ideal character of Shariat once. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.